This is Dr. Mark Rohde, and I'm a psychologist who specializes in addictions. Today I'm talking about ways to foster better self-esteem. Sometimes I joke that a key aspect of my job is to help patients kill off the lies that they've been telling about themselves. While we sometimes think that feelings of negative self-worth come from what others say about us, how we evaluate ourselves has a far greater impact on self-esteem. Now understand that self-esteem isn't some fixed or static part of who we are. It is clearly subject to change. We can make changes to our perception of ourselves by a re-examination of aspects of our past and by creating different experiences in the present that will foster a new understanding as we move into the future. I also sometimes joke that our past is always present. And in many ways, that is certainly true, but a careful revisiting of the past is apt to make things better. I doubt that anyone has ever set out to become an addict. You probably didn't wake up one day and say to yourself, "Today I'm going to work on becoming a serious alcoholic or maybe a major drug addict." The development of the addictive disorder probably happened because of a combination of biological predisposition and a series of life circumstances. There's a principle in psychology that states all behavior fits the circumstances that surround it. If you want, you can feel terribly guilty about developing an addiction. But how much fault do you really deserve for an accident of birth that provided your genetic makeup? Psychotherapists often ask their patients about the environment where they grew up and about the first substance use experience. If you grew up in a home where drinking or drugging were common, that was your normal. If your first experience with marijuana was your best friend's backyard, you were likely curious and may have felt some pressure to fit in. Curiosity and wanting to fit in are pretty normal experiences, regardless if the setting is a backyard or a college fraternity. If your use became serious while you were deployed in Iraq and after a series of firefights, your desire to dull the emotional pain certainly fits the circumstances that surrounded it. Addictive disorders develop over time. Samuel Johnson said it pretty well several hundred years ago. The chains of habit are too weak to be felt until they are too strong to be broken. You are certainly free to beat yourself up for having developed an addiction, but did you ever decide to develop one? How odd is it that you would have been curious, wanted to be social, or wanted to avoid pain? Now you've learned other ways to address those needs without substances. In a sense, Samuel Johnson was wrong. Habits, addictions that is, can be broken, and positive self-esteem kind of helps. Let me give you a list of a few ways to foster better self-esteem. Helping other people is a great way to increase self-esteem. You can do service work at the meeting hall, or feed the homeless at a charity dining room. Give yourself a break. If you have a negative thought about the past, focus on what you learned from the mistake. Remind yourself daily of the qualities you value most. Perhaps write something positive about yourself on the bathroom mirror with a dry erase marker. Be sure that it's really a dry erase marker, or you'll have another reason to beat yourself up. Remember that thoughts lead to feelings, and feelings lead to behavior. If you think something negative, dismiss it. There's a saying in AA, fake it till you make it. You may be surprised to know that faking a behavior helps to develop a habit for that behavior. Trying a new way to do or think about something feels more than a little bit weird, but the thought or behavior habit will eventually become automatic. When you make a mistake, remember that nobody is perfect. Look around you and share your gratitude. It will come back to you and you will feel better about yourself as a result. Periodically throughout the day, and especially at bedtime, remind yourself of your successes. Expect that feeling good about your successes will take some time. When someone comments on your growth, don't censor it as you might in the past. Savor the comment and appreciate the person who made it. You may have had some tendency to avoid seeking advice because asking for information may suggest a lack of ability on your part. Please, please, reach out for help when you need it and accumulate as many ideas as you can from a variety of sources. and then be sure to show that you value those who have provided the guidance. Positive relationships are hugely related to self-esteem. Nurture the relationships that you have and consider the relationships from the past that might be repaired. You can feel especially good whenever you can turn your wounds into wisdom. When you can look at a mistake and grow from what you've learned about life. You may want to share this wisdom with your sobriety coach, maybe your sponsor, or perhaps at a meeting. Be sure to catch yourself the next time you have a negative thought about yourself. Say something to yourself like, "No, there's no way I'm going to go there." If you're still having trouble shaking a negative thought, do something that is absolutely incompatible with the thought. You probably cannot keep the thought while playing racquetball, talking with a chatty friend, doing a quadratic equation, or perhaps fencing. Hey, thanks for tuning in.